dollar lies on the table. A crumpled George stares steadfastly at me as I write my critique to a poet, who someday may need no critique from some no one such as I. A crumpled George stares back. He still looks to be troubled by those bad teeth after all these years. Ah, George, get off my case, I say. I told her the best I could. You smile the best you can, don't you, George? You smile the best you can.